Hello everyone, Kevin Remde here, Technology Evangelist with Microsoft. Now in this task, we're going to use PowerShell to remove a resource group. So in Resource Manager in Azure, we can use PowerShell to actually drive that. And once we have resource groups created and maybe we're done with them, we can use just one simple command to remove an entire resource group. Now what I have here in PowerShell, I've got the PowerShell commandlets installed. I've opened up the PowerShell ISE, the Integrated Scripting Environment. And I've already, prior to starting this video, actually authenticated to my Azure subscription. I got information about the subscription. I was able to find the name of my subscription here and assigned it to a variable, which I use then to select that subscription as the current subscription for this session. Now, also importantly, I ran the switch Azure mode commandlet to switch to Azure Resource Manager mode. And that was so that we can use commands and commandlets and operations on resource groups. Now, it's very easy to do, as you see, just one simple commandlet. If I look in the portal here, and I go back to my list of resource groups, I'll see that one of my groups is named KevRemRG1, and it contains a running virtual machine, as well as a virtual NIC, a virtual network definition, and storage account. I want to delete all of this all at once. Everything KevRemRG1 and beneath. So PowerShell commandlet is very straightforward. I'm going to just use a variable here in this case, although I really wouldn't need to. I could put this in quotes right here and remove my resource group. And notice it does ask for confirmation. Just, are you sure you want to do that? I'm going to say yes. Now, one thing I could do while that's running is I could also force this removal to happen. And so, for example, I have a resource group named KevRemRG2. Now, I can't run this script now because the current script is running. So let's go ahead and pause. And when we come back, this command should be done. And then we'll show you how we can actually force the removal. Okay, so our first command has come back, and we can actually verify if I look at the resource group list, and that I no longer have KevRemRG1, that's gone. I've refreshed this list, and now I'm going to work on KevRemRG2. So I mentioned that I could actually use a force parameter to make that happen. So we'll go ahead and run these lines here, and that will not ask for confirmation. It will go ahead and delete this second resource group. I can also verify that that's in progress as well by just simply looking at the resource group. And it will show us a status of deleting once I go into there. And we'll see this list of resources in the resource group gets smaller and smaller as items are shut down and removed and cleaned up. And finally, KevRemRG2 will go away as well. So that was a real simple example of how to use PowerShell to remove a resource group from Microsoft Azure. I hope you found this useful, and we'll see you next time.